Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. First, let's acknowledge that the roundtable's on the road today. You're up in Saratoga at SPAC.
Yeah, we had a terrific time yesterday at the Lyndon Norris Auditorium where we had a live roundtable with a terrific audience. It was just wonderful. It's great to see all our friends, and a lot of people came up and said, I didn't know that's the way you all looked.
Many of us, including me, have faces for radio. Well, let's go to the live convention that occurred last night. And boy, we have some news this morning if you're just rubbing your eyes. Ted Cruz refused to endorse Trump and was shouted down.
Well, yeah, you know, Cruz and all of the other Republicans who are not helping Trump put themselves into terrible places, because if you don't, what happens is when you think you can run the next time, people are going to remember this and they're going to say, well, you didn't support our candidate last time. We're not going to support you now. So he got up there and apparently Trump had seen the speech and knew what he was going to do. And somebody started booing him and somebody started saying endorse, endorse, endorse as a chorus. And so Cruz does not come out any better than he went in. I'm sure he thought that his presence at the convention would somehow redound to his benefit. But I don't see, frankly, how that happened.
Meanwhile, the whole thing overshadowed the vice presidential pick, Pence's speech, and the fact that no matter what seems to happen that might be negative toward Trump, it doesn't stick.
Well, that's right. You know, his numbers have not been falling during all of this. There is a sense on the part of the demographic that he's trying to meet that somehow he is being screwed by the establishment. And all of this just goes to show that he is, you know, with Hillary, they're yelling, lock her up, lock her up. I don't think that helps them, frankly, with the middle, because it's the middle that they have to capture in order to win. The New York Times is apparently covering its bets. The other day we were told that the chances that Hillary would be elected were in the 70s, and then the next day you see the chances are in the 50s. How can that happen, you know, in one day? All it says to me is that the pollsters really don't know what the hell they're doing because they don't know who's going to turn out. I've said it before. I say it again. The way that pollsters work is they find out who turned out in the last election, and they use that as their base for this election. But as Trump has shown, I think rather scarily, he's reaching out to a whole group of people who, if they come out in force, will elect him.
Including women and African Americans. The interviews yesterday on NPR with some of these folks who were voting for Trump.
Well, yes, there are always aberrations. I mean, if you take a look on the Supreme Court, for example, cynically, Clarence Thomas was put on the Supreme Court because I'm sure he was of color, but also because they were trying to prove a point. But of course, it's nonsense. He doesn't speak for African Americans. He speaks for the people who hired him.
The whole issue of plagiarism, Melania Trump, and other examples in political history now comes down to an employee saying it's my mistake and Trump saying, well, you're not being fired.
And there's an accusation that this woman who said it was my mistake and who the Trumps refused to fire, even though she offered her resignation, was a Democrat. Now, we don't know who to believe in all of this, but it is interesting how a tiny little thing like this can take over the whole narrative of a convention. So you get Pence. He was supposed to be the big story yesterday. Forget about it. It's still Mrs. Trump and the fact that she lifted from Michelle Obama. Now, the interesting thing here is that they are now saying, showing that Mrs. Trump was a big fan of Mrs. Obama. Would that hurt her? I don't think so. I think it makes her a better person. And I think people would be somewhat sympathetic to it.
The whole issue of the Trump family, at least in some analysis I've read, seems to be helping him.
Well, yeah. You know, if you can't get the same olds to do the endorsing, you can get your family to do it. Let's face it, in the sort of Ken and Barbie tradition of America, these are very good-looking people and very well-spoken. So it has certainly not hurt Trump to have his family testifying. And when I run for president, I'm going to do the same thing.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan. We'll be listening to you all on the road or the roundtable at SPAC today.
Well, yes, and we're going to be talking to many people who have to do with American dance.